Good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel, and we're holding by the two dots on the third line. Tana Rabban, Ein Sumchinat Hagedera Bebaka'at V'chein Bedelet Shelo Nitnu Eitzim Ela La'asaka V'Rabbi Shimon Matir. So our klal all along has been that the essential usage of Eitzim on Yom Tov is for burning. And therefore, you cannot use a piece of wood just to support the door, to support a pot that's uneven. Whereas, according to Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no Isser of Muktzeh on Yontif, or on Shabbos for that matter, I shouldn't say no Isser, but that this is not an Isser of Muktzeh. There are some Muktzehs that we saw that he holds up. But he holds that it's Mut. Ve'ein man higinat ha-beimah b'makel b'yomtov. You're not allowed to use a stick for getting your animal and showing it the way on Yantev, whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon Matir. Is Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon Matir because he holds like his father, and in other words, like Rabbi Shimon, that it's a din, the whole Isra was only a din in Muktzah? So Lema Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon Kavua Svirle, the less like Muktzah? Is that the issue here? So is the Gemara not necessarily. No. Ba filo Rabbi Shimon made it. The gezeira over here of not using a stick to be melech an animal has nothing to do with mukta. It's because it looks as if you're going to the fair. As if you're stomping melech a short distance. What are you sitting with? What's up? You need a stick and so on. So it looks as if you're on the way to sell it. A chinga actually means a dance. That means when people go round and round in a circle. But as Rashi explains, a fair is basically like that. People are running around like chickens without a head, running round and around like nowadays, exactly. The conventions, you know, where they have the displays and so on. So it's like you're running round and round. We say that, I'm running around. That's basically what you feel like you're doing. So a big shopping thing is a chinga. It's slightly different than uvde d'chol, because uvde d'chol could mean even where people wouldn't be chayshish that, but you're doing it in the way that you would do it. Though over here in Mamish looks as if it's ma'irab, you know, what are you doing out there? What are you going out there? It's slightly different.
So Rabbi Shimon doesn't appear that way?
Rabbi Shimon... Rabbi Shimon was matir for the keder b'bakat. The year we're saying Rabbi Shimon would be made it. Now, how about Chizra? Chizra is basically what we call a stick. Why do we call it a stick? Because it sticks. You could stick it through something. So any Chizra basically means, by definition, and in English, the word stick became already just a word to use for loose branch. But the original meaning was exactly what a Chizra means, which is a piece of broken branch that has a sharp point at the end, and therefore could be used basically as a shapud for broiling on, what's it called again in English?
A spit
to broil on. So the question is, can you use it for broiling? So Reb Nachman holds no, it's aser because we said it's mukta unless it was miyuchad for that purpose. And Reb Sheshes is shorin. Reb Sheshes no, it is mutter. So, Biriti, now there's different ways of learning this, because this might have to do with the overall question of whether Eitzim or Miyuchadim, specifically for Hasaka, which was part of the Machlokas Bechlal of Mukta at least. There may be other issues later on, as we'll see. But there's also an interesting Svara here, where even if you hold that Eitzim are Miyuchad on Yantiv only for burning, and by the way, it's possible to say that would be true outside of the issue of Mukta, because of a gzeira, maybe you'll make a kli. In other words, because the main purpose of wood, basically, is you make things out of it. That was the main material that they used. To allow you just access to wood for anything at all, it's too easy to come to actual creation of a kli. You'll create a toothpick or whatever, we'll see later on. That's basically what we're getting to in the next Mishnah. And this Gemara is the introductory piece, as always. So the issue over here would be, even if that would be true, and we're matir eitzim for burning, But is there really a difference between burning in the sense of creating the fire on which I will be broiling, or sticking the eights through the thing that's broiling in order to broil it? I mean, because that's all part of the same process. So here we get into a different question. There's really two ways. Therefore, the Gemara says like this. One way of learning it is that birit tiva, if we're talking about an eight that basically is just picked and it's very damp. Sikuli amalo pligidi aser. Over there, for sure, it's aser because it isn't roi for hasaka. And since the main purpose is hasaka, we're not going to be matir this for any purpose because it's completely not roi. Ki pligidi avishta. We're talking about where it's dry and it's suitable to burn. So man, the aser of Nachman, who holds that it's aser, omer lecha. Okay, so what? But lo nitnu etzim elala hasaka. You call this hasaka. You're basically using it as a kli to broil with. Whereas Mandashur and Reb Sheshis, on the other hand, says, look, in general, I would agree with you. You can't use it stam for some other purpose. But to call a spit an essentially different purpose than the fire in which you're going to do the barbecue? Mali litzlot bo, mali litzlot bekachalato. Does it really make a difference if you use it for the broiling or if you use its ashes for the broiling? I mean, basically, it turns into coal. So it's the same thing. So when you're saying the eitz b'miyuchadim for hasaka, it matters if it's on the bottom, matters if it's on the top. So it's all, that's also considered to be extended hasaka.
Even if the spit itself doesn't get burned?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's because we understand the nature of hasaka means those things that are done with hasaka. That's the way he understands. Not that it means literally only for burning purposes. Obviously, it's a different interpretation. There's another way of looking at it. We can say that biavishta kule amalo pligidashar. That actually the svara that we just said is clear to everybody. That of course, if it's roi la saka, so then why wouldn't it be roi to use it as the spit to be tsailan? That's part of asaka. You're cooking the animal with it, basically. The ki pligibra tifta, shaila's like this. Does it have to be roi la saka in its essence? Says man to usher, he says, "What are you telling me? Mali bo the mali begachalato. It's not right to make a gachelet. Well, I'm going to try to light a fire on a damp piece of wood. How am I going to do that? So therefore, it's be'etzem not even chozi lasakat. It's not roi for the fire, and therefore the whole svara breaks down. That's our answer. Uman de shori amalacha chozi lahesek gadol. Was the man the Omer says, look. As we already saw, you cannot, it's something like where we're holding right now with fusion. Question is, can you get a little bit of extra energy over the energy that you put in to make it happen? You take a wet piece of wood, you put in a lot of energy to dry out the wood. But if you do, then you get energy out of the wood that can make up for more than it absorbed. Okay? So lemaise, if you have a very big fire, you can throw in a wet piece of wood too. So therefore, that's considered to be also that zroi lasaka. Then the question is, what do we call chozi lasaka? Which gets completely different machlokas. Ve'yilchata lamaisa yevishta shari. If it's dry, it's not a problem. But if it's retifta, then it's zroi for asaka. Now here we get into a very, very chashuv statement of Rashi that changes our appreciation of the Masechta to a great extent. Because Rashi says over here that this hilchasa is not lahalacha. Why? Because it's all based on the problem of mukta. Right? So he says, ha-hilchasa is only alibad mandis le mukta inkpa. They were koveya it alibad rib yuda. Avalanan krib shimin svirile. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, even ayantit. So Rashi is insisting that we, even though the Besechet opened up by saying that the Stam Mishnah was Alibad Reb Yehuda and Yontav, and therefore we wanted to make the original Mishnah of Beitza work out of Alibad Beit Hillel, even though we'd be going Alibad Reb Yehuda. Why would that be? Because on Yontav, we're going to be Machmir, all the opening Svara. Lamaisa, we ended up with many alternative explanations to that Mishnah. There's no raya that we were left with that approach. But maybe the right approach is Achana de Rabba. So Rashi holds that in Achinami, we don't have a basis of saying that on Yontov we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. So since we hold like Rabbi Shimon, and we hold like Rabbi Shimon whether we're talking about a muktzah problem or whether we're talking about a davar shenei miskaven problem, which some involve mamish in the cases that we had over here, as we'll see later. So therefore, what exactly would be the problem over here? All of this should be mutter, right? It should be mutter to use a bakat to be semich the delet, to be semich the kedera. It should be mutter to use over here the spit without any problems at all. The cases that we had earlier of the putting up the two barrels with a kedera on top. It's a davar shenei miskaven issue. That's how Rashi learns this time. What's child? Davar shenei miskaven. Davar shenei miskaven is when you're miskaven, as Tosfos Tanya, is to do something else. Right? In other words, you're miskaven to drag something across the ground. But over here, you're miskaven for what you're miskaven. Now you're saying, okay, but I wasn't thinking of it in terms of an oil. What you're thinking isn't the issue of davar shenei miskaven, Tanya Tosfos. It's have to do davar shenei miskaven. But so Rashi is saying, since your kavana is to cook a pot and not to make an ohel, that's just the question of what you're calling the maisa, but the maisa is precisely what you're doing. Where you're dragging something across the ground, the maisa that you're doing may or may not create a furrow in the ground. I mean, but you're not making a furrow. You're dragging a bed. Mashenkin over here, you're doing exactly what you wanted to do. I want to put two barrels together and a kedera on top. Now, you say, but your intent wasn't to make an OL. Because I'm not thinking about it in those terms. That's already a question of semantics. So that's just Tosfos. That's not an issue in davar shenei miskaven. Rashi, you learned in the sugya before that the issue indeed is dependent on Rabbi Yehuda, Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, he says, all of the Piskei Halakos that we said before, even the ones that had nothing to do with Muktzah, that had to do with Asiyas OL Arai, we would paskin not like the Hilchasa over here, because after all, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon across the board, whether we're talking about Muktzah or whether we're talking about a davar shenei miskaven. Now, of course, all along throughout the Masechta, we've been assuming halachas like Rabbi Yehuda because of that opening Gemara. And the truth is that Rashi's approach is a very big machlokas among the Rishonim. How do we end up understanding this? The Rambam learns not like Rashi. Rambam learns in Achinami. Yet there is an afkamina between Shabbos and Yontov. However, the overwhelming body of the Peskim, including the Rosh, paskin indeed the way this Rashi says, which is why the Ramah paskins this way. On Yontov were also matir muktzah like Rabbi Shimon. The question is whether, and that gets us down to another issue, is Muktzah and Neila the same thing? Because in the opening of the Masechta, we said, well, whoever would answer Muktzah would answer Neila, whoever would be Matar Muktzah would be Matar Neila. But now that we're not sticking with that whole approach, so maybe that also breaks down. And here, interestingly enough, we have another sub-mach like us. So even if Lemaisa we paskin, like Rabbi Shimon, that is Mutter, that Muktzah is Mutter, almost everybody agrees that at least it's royal hachmer, even those who say they don't hold it, but the maisa royal hachmer. So even the Ramah, who says it's mutter, it's royal hachmer when it comes to in yonim of nolad. And nolad were more machmer, and we sort of took for granted that nolad is more chomer. We just thought that maybe if you hold of one, you hold the other, but lamaisa, we end up being, aloha lamaisa, we end up being matir muktza and asring nolad for all practical concerns. So therefore, Rashi brings out over here that all of the Amoraim throughout the Sugya have been Talmidei the Rav. And Rav, all along, held like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Muktzah. So therefore, it's no kasha. How do we get all this list of Piskei Halachas that are Shaloka Halacha? Because they're all Rav Halachas. But because of all the overwhelming majority of other issues throughout the Masechta that indicate that the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, anyway, back to our sugya. But I mean, this is one of those turning points. You know, this, in other words, everybody who brings, so what is Rashi? This is the Rashi. Right here, the Lamed Gimel. You have to wait from Tav Beis to the Rashi and Lamed Gimel. That's why, you know, it's not Kedai to learn it line by line. You got to know what the Masechta is talking about. Okay.
If you come to the wrong, to shul on the wrong day, you won't
end up with the door. That's what, that was just that in the Gemara. He didn't come the next morning, wavy. So he walked off with the wrong dress. That's exactly. Dorash Rava. Isha lo tikanes v'dir ha'etzim litomi ha'ud. V'ud shenishbar asur la'asiko b'yom tov. B'fi shemasikim b'kelim, v'ein masikim b'shivrei kelim. So Rava says like this, a woman should not go in to a storage house for wood to take out a piece of wood to use for an oud. An oud, what do you call it? Oud is like a poker in a fire. So the poker, because as we said before, look, you can only use basically wood for the purposes of hasaka. Furthermore, if you had an oud and now this oud broke, you can't throw that oud into the fire because until now it was a kli. Now it's shivrei kelim. So it'll be aser, apparently because of muksa. Because shivrei kelim are considered to be nilat. Wait, says the Gemara, lemeima the Rava Rebbe Yehuda svirle the itle muksa? You're trying to tell me that Rava holds like Rebbe Yehuda? V'yomer le Rava le shame. Didn't Rava tell his, he used to tell his valet, Tavili baravza ushtime el shunra, that you should broil me up a nice goose and throw the innards to the cat. So the question is, how can you throw the innard to the cat? Because if you hold a Rebbe Yehuda, we said earlier, muchan la adam, lo havi muchan la klavim. The Gemara doesn't believe in the difference between cats and dogs. So since it's not mutter to throw it to the dog, you can't throw it to the cat either. Ah, come on, no bunny. Can't you? And everybody sits there with their long, serious faces. Because it's cats and dogs. That's why, not dogs and cats. I hear. So, how is it then that he was matir, being metaltal, the innards, and throwing it to the cat? Answers the Gemara, kiven de masrachi mietmo, daite eluye. Since it would. That's a little about focus. Rashi and Tosfos had to learn this. Rashi learns that since Lamaisa, he knows that he's not going to be using it on Yom Tov. You have a lot of good meat. What, I got to eat kishkits? So he knew from yesterday that he's not going to be eating it. He can't keep it over because it's gonna rot. The kishkits rot right away. So he can't keep it over for Yom Chol. So therefore, all along, his mind was that when I'm going to do this, that the kishkes weren't muchan le'adam because it was meant for chatchila to be muchan le'klovim, or in this case, to the chatulim.
Yesterday, I was in the restaurant.
Yeah. Middle Eastern. Don't tell us. Cat. Don't tell us. Cat. We have enough problem with people serving cat. That's in months.
I told the owner that these people are Americans. They've never been in such a restaurant or had these things. He's bringing one thing after the other, and he goes, kishkes, and they turn green.
Oh, my God.
We won't taste that.
You had a real kishke.
Yeah, real kishke.
Mm. Okay. All right. Now, Tosfos doesn't like this job because Tosfos taina is that the reason, if Rashi is saying that the reason is, and thank you very much, that you cannot be metaltal it, is because it was mukhan adam v'lo l'klovim. Right? That's the holy lo hayin avela mi'arav yontif. That was the upsak of Rebbe Yehuda. And I don't need to eat it today because I have lots of other food. What kind of crazy thing is it? Because you don't need to eat it, it becomes muktzeh. We've heard of such a thing. What was... No, this wouldn't be here. Oh, the ikle lay orchim, you mean?
Orchim, right.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Would you feed your orchim the kishke? But certainly it shouldn't be muktzeh. I mean, you don't need oil to tell you it's not muktzeh. It doesn't understand what he's talking about. If he's saying that, Mamanashav, Rashi says the reason it's considered to be Mukhan Laklavim is because he knows that he doesn't need it, and he knows he can't keep it over till the next day. But that means that Rashi is saying that currently it's edible. So if currently it's edible, who ever heard that a foodstuff that you don't intend to eat should be Mukhan? That's basically what Rashi ends up saying. It's only because you have in mind to feed it to the cat that therefore you can feed it to the cat. I mean, what do I need to come on to that for? B'chlal. It's not mukta. Even on the bit of Rabbi Yehuda, it's food. You say, you don't want to eat it, so therefore it's mukta. Whoever does such a thing. Therefore, Tainus Tosfos, that can't be the pshat. The pshat must be that it's already decayed. You say so, and therefore it's mukta. What are you going to do with it? It's like a stone. It's useless. Ah, but since I knew from yesterday that I wasn't going to eat it after shechting, because I had plenty of meat, by the time it would be usable or needed, it would be decayed. So my original intent was to feed it to the cat, which meant it was mukta and the klovim all along.
Shabbos also we say that the bones and the leftovers.
Yeah, okay, that involves us in other issues. I mean, whether yeah, but there it involves also questions of Gerev Sharei, and that it's on the table, you have to get rid of it anyway. The way the Mishnah Berurah Paskins is, yeah, use the back of a knife to take it off so that it should be tiltum menatzad, yotetz. I mean, that's already a big other sugya. But we'll leave that. Our president's always holding around in Kol HaShas Kulei, but we're still only doing Daf Yomi. All right. We're ready.
Dr. Hill, Commissioner.
Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Notel Adam Kisem Mishalafanav Laktsots Barshinav. A person, it's got a little broken piece of wood. It's in front of him. The question is whether it means literally that it has to be in front of him, or where can he go walking around his chutzer and pick up as a splinter to use as a toothpick, that we'll see. It's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The Pashtus of the Mishnah is saying, if you have anyway, that you're in the house, and it's right in front of you, and you're allowed to pick up a piece of splintered wood to use as a toothpick. Rashi says, even though it says Mishalafanav, it's Lavdavka. He would allow you even to go collect a piece of wood, as long as it's in your chatzar. Why does it say then Mishalafanav, says Rashi? Because the Chachomim argue, when we want to know the Chachomim argue, even though it's Mishalafanav, you shouldn't think that the Chachomim are arguing because maybe it's out of sight, out of mind, and it's other problems. No. They hold that Eitzim are only kosher for Hadlaka, not for anything else. Umigavev minachatzer. And you can go around in the chotzer and pick up little tiny pieces of kash and splinters, and you can be madlik. After all, eitz is for hasaka. Shekol mashe b'chotzer muchanu. If it's in your own chotzer, it's not considered to be mukta, set aside for anything else. So therefore, it's suitable for hadlaka.
Is that more important than what the material is? What Rebbe said beforehand is that.
Let's first wait. There's a lot of issues here between the lines. The Chachomim say we argue with you on two different issues. First of all, Migavev, if you're talking about being Mikoshesh, to bring together little pieces of straw, you can only be Migavev Mishalafanav. That's first of all. You can't go into the Chatzar, because since there's such a tircha to collect all these little pieces, so we say that it was not meant before Yontif to go around picking up every little piece in your chatzar. And therefore, it's not right to use on Yontif Bichlal. So, and as far as the other thing that you said, even if it would be Milafanav to make a toothpick, no way. Can't use it as a toothpick. It's only Roy Lasakas. In other words, there's two arguments here. What Rebbe Eliezer said, that A, you can use what's in front of you for a toothpick. No, you can't use what's in front of you for a toothpick. Well, Rebbe Eliezer says that whatever is in the chotzer can be swept together and used for fuel. No, only what's in front of you can be used for fuel, not to go out and sweep up all the little pieces in your chotzer. So there's two separate machlokas in over here. Now, the shaila is whether this is... I mean, Tosis brings a raya from the Gemara Shabbos, a very powerful raya. The Gemara uses this Mishnah to be medayik in terms of the sugya of Avonim for the Beit HaKise. Are you allowed, the Chazal allowed you to use certain stones for purposes of cleaning yourself after using the bathroom? So the Shiloh was, you're allowed to take it into the house. The Gemara brings a riot for this Mishnah, Mishalafanavim, but not Mishalafanavlo. So, I mean, he says, how could Rashi say Mishra Varam is Lav Dafka? If that was the whole deal in the Gemara, it's a fantastically powerful problem. But, I mean, okay, Lamaisa Tosis points out that there's nafkaminas in the level of hachana for a thing. Maybe comparing the stones to, all right. But just, it's interesting, it's Kedai to point out. Now, the reason over here is, says Rashi, why did the Chachamim argue and say no to the toothpick? No to the toothpick because the Chachamim hold of Rabbi Yehuda. So no to the toothpick because we said that Eitzim are miyuchadim only for Hasaka. Otherwise we view Eitzim as being mukta, except we were matir particularly for Tzerech Hasaka. Tosfos is very troubled by that. That, by the way, was the norm. That was our assumption until this point. We've had 50 times already the din that Eitzim Muchanim Dafka LaHasaka. Tosfos says in this Mishnah it's difficult to believe such a thing. Now what? That we're saying now Shalom Ki Ilchasa? Because that means that he also agrees that the Ilchasa is Krebi Shimon. Why should we say that this Mishnah is Shalom Ki Ilchasa? And that the Chachamim would be paskening that things are Asr Mitam Mukta? If in fact we hold, like Rabbi Shimon, that we wouldn't oserate Simishon Mukta. Therefore, says Tosfos, once we're at this point and facing reality that there's not a problem in Mukta, we have to recognize that we've shifted gears. We are now engaged, and I pointed this out earlier, in the issue of the problem of making Kalim, the Tikkun of Mana, and so on. We saw that already. That was the beginning of the pattern in this parak. We got into the issue of the creation, the issue, can you do something which is similar to the creation of a Kali? Starting with an Olel, the making of a toothpick, if you would actually make a toothpick, would be making a Kali, would be an Isser B'Diraisa. So you would take the knife and fashion it and smooth it and so on. Why would it be Osama Derice? Is it because of Maki Bepatish that you would be Gamer? Is it an issue of Machatech? Is it an issue of B? Okay, there's a lot of discussion. But we assume it would be an issue of Derice, we'll see. So therefore, says Tesis, even the Rabbanim would hold, like Rabbi Shimon, there's a new question that's involved. It's not because Eitzim are only Chazil HaSaka. If you didn't have to fashion or you weren't dealing with something that could be done through fashioning, there would be no problem with mukta. The problem over here is gzeira shema yiktom. We're afraid you'll take a piece of wood, cut off a piece in order to make a toothpick. So then already we're gezer if you could come to an issur d'oraisa. But we're no longer dealing with the issur of eino mucha ela la'asaka. And as we'll see, it points out in the sugya. That's the main focus of the sugya. What things are usher because they may come to Tikkun Kli, literally, of a Chiyuv Chatas. You're looking at me with a very dangerous look.
That's assuming there is Yesh Binyan Bekelem.
That's what I'm saying. So others say it would be because of Makiv Patish, which Zichr would be Bekelem, because that's not a din in Binyan. It's a separate Malacha. Or, again, the Avnei Nezer says because of Mechatech, should be a big Chiddush, but... Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Ein, and this again introduces something that we saw very briefly before we got caught a glimpse of in Rashi's pshat of Eino Min Amuchan, where Rashi says the pshat Eino Min Amuchan is that when you create something new, you do something, that already is Memela, it's us. That really is based on this Mishnah. The Mishnah says over here something which is so fundamental to our personal experience of Yontif. You don't make a fire on Yontif, even though you can light a fire from an existing fire. Now, where did that come from? Oh, says our Mishnah, Ein motzi'in ta'ur, you don't create a fire, lo min ha'itzim, neither by rubbing wood together, velo min ha'avanim, or by rubbing against stones, velo min ha'afar, where you're digging in the type of dirt that creates sparks, Volumina ra'afim, or by taking slate and rubbing it together to create sparks. Volumina mayim, nor by using water which naturally forms a drop that can cause convergence of sunbeams to light some dry wood. They didn't have a magnifying glass, but any water put on top of glass creates a magnifying glass. You see it often. It actually causes fires in forests naturally.
You can use a magnifying glass.
You can't.
Cannot.
No, I'm saying, but we're getting there. What is this all about? So this now is a completely new idea, which is not to create something new, not to be meleid a new thing on Yontif. So that if it's there, it's not that there's an iser of the malach of burning, because that we said that you could do with Tzarech HaKol Nefesh. But we don't like you to be meleid something that's nearer like a malacha, because it's extremely creative. You're making something brand new.
Is it nolad?
It's molid, not nolad. It's two completely different concepts. You cause something to be born, so to speak. Most learn that this is only the Rabbanan, and that therefore Lutzera Chayla or something like that, it would be, even Shein Bo Sakana, there would not be a problem on such a thing.
Even to make a new fire.
Yeah. So that way, because Mi'ikra Din, it's really not a malach, and it would be mutter. Okay. Yes?
You have a red hot piece of metal.
Oh, excellent question. Excellent question. What is the din of utilizing non flames to create an actual flame? Right? Sometimes you have a red hot piece of metal. You now want to take a straw. Touch it to the red hot metal. That's interesting. There's three levels to this. One level would be rubbing, where you need to do an action to create the flame, so that you have something that is sensitive to, let's say you take a match. That's the type of match that will ignite. But if you need to rub also, so there we answer it. Even though it's using the heat. If lemaisa, there is nothing that you have to do, so there are many ramatir. Just to touch it up against it. If it bursts into flame itself, it would be okay. Here the question would be, can you use, let's say, a cigarette lighter to light a cigarette? That's the type of question. Not to make the cigarette. I'm saying if there would be a cigarette lighter, what people do is they'll use an electric oven to light the often they'll bend down light the cigarette from the electric oven coil. So you don't have a real flame. Now when they're lighting their cigarette, so now they have a real flame. Okay, so there are many ramatir that have over there, so you don't have to do anything, you don't have to rub it. So it's as if the flame was already there. There are those who are machmer. Everybody is mekel to take an existing fire and to put a match into the fire. Because over there, even though the fire utilizes its own special combustibility, but you're not gaining anything from that at all. You don't see anything new, really. The flame was here, so who cares if it would have created a flame? Bottom line is, you're not adding anything to the flames of the world.
If you enter the Easter the Rabbanan, perhaps of Moed,
yeah.
Shabbos, in other words, making a new fire on Shabbos. What is the Easter Havara? One of the Amkes Mochos, or is it Easter Molad?
Easter is Havara. This Molad is a new issue. We're not concerned for Havara.
So
this is Rashi said earlier. It's something that's nearer, that you're making a new thing, is so similar to the ultimate concept of Malacha, which is Bria itself, that we don't allow it on Yom Kippur.
Avara, even though Avara applies by Shabbos, by Yom Kippur, we say, and because of Hayo,
right.
That's why you have to come on to the Easter of
Meilet.
Otherwise, Avara would.
Although we do have an Easter of Meilet on Shabbos where there's no Malacha. Right. For instance, Mother Grecha, we just had before, a good example, right, where you spray clothes with a smell, some type of odor, deodorant, well, odorant. They call it deodorant. Or things like maybe making ice on Shabbos. In other words, if you view the ice as a new form, so what am I doing? I'm making something new. Yes, some answer that. Ve'ein meladnin et ha're'afim litzlota. Now, for some reason, this part doesn't make so much sense. You got a fire, and you want to make slate very hot. They would use hot slate for putting on a fish and so on. We don't want an actual fire that can burn it. So you would cook on the slate. For some reason it says you can't. That will have to see in the Gemara what the problem of doing such a thing. Amar Rav Yehuda, ochle behema, any food that is meant for an animal, ein be mishum tikun kli. Once it's already something that is meant for an animal, we don't care about this problem of making kalim, so that you could certainly take something from an animal trough where there's a straw and use that straw as a toothpick. And that would certainly not be a problem. Eisvei Rav Kana Rav Yehuda, Rav Kana asked Rav Yehuda, how do you say that? Metatilin atzi b'samim la'ariach ben. It says you're allowed to take wood, that is wood of b'samim, of spices. So say you have pepper or something, and in its actual stick form, and you can actually use it la'anif ben lechole. You can use it to create, you fan the smell over an ill person. This is the original aromatherapy that's become so popular today. And molala, you can rub it between your fingers, or may riachbo, to get some of the smell out. But lo yikatmenu la riachbo, don't cut off the end in order to smell it, because we're afraid that maybe you will end up cutting it in such a way that you could use it, let's say, as a toothpick. Oh, and then you would be over on the nisa d'oraisa. V'im katmo patur aval asur. If you broke off the end just to make it more odorous, what's the word? Odiferous. What?
Fragrant.
More fragrant. So then it would be potter. It's not an issur d'oraisa. However, we're asking it because of the gzeira. But if you actually cut it, lachatzotzbo shinav, you cut it so that it will be now a toothpick, there, lo yiktamenu, it's also to do, and in kot b'chayev chatas. You'd actually be chayev chatas on it. And you're saying that if it's roi for animal food, there's no problem. Well, I would think that a chiyuv of a chatas is a darn big problem. So how do you explain this? Ooh, said Rabbi Yehuda, you really got me, buddy. I mean, ashta potter av loser kakashali. If you would have just brought me a place where it would have said it's usher, you would have had me in a corner, huh? Now you figure I'm dead, because now it's a chayev chatas. Oh, you got me. Nah, not at all. Elaki tanya yi bekashin. We're talking over here. Wood is hard. What animal is going to sit there chewing a piece of wood? Come on, man. I talk to you. I mean, that's our classic case of sukkah. I mean, we'll make our sukkahs out of elephants. So I'm talking to you about animal feed, and you're bringing me a case about a piece of wood. What's the problem? No problem. That's how Rashi works. Tosis doesn't go in for the humor. What is this? Come on. What's he gone through now? A three-line discussion of, ooh, you got me, ouch, ooh. I mean, this has got to be serious. He can't just be playing games. He's saying, if you would have asked, but now you really got me, but it's no kasha. So, Tosis changes the whole sugya. And he learns that this was his answer. He says, I would have been shocked if you would have told me it's aser. To say that it's chayev chatas means that obviously something's wrong with this brisa. Who in the right mind could say you're chayev chatas from Oakland? To which now, according to Tosfos, the response is now coming not from Rabbi Yehuda, but Dafkit's coming from Rav Kahana. Why not? Why can't it be talking about where it's hard, and there would be actually an issur d'oraisa, because there would be the derech to make it. See, so everything now takes a completely different look, because it's the opposite person who's saying each thing, I'll leave it to Tosfos. Okay. I personally like the humor, so why don't we just read it like Rashi, huh? Okay. So, elakitani b'kashin. So, according to Rashi, to which Rav Kahana says, hard. How can you say it's hard? The case over here, it says, you can rub it between your fingers to release the odor. If it's a piece of wood, what good is rubbing it between your fingers? If it's hard, b'nei melila, you know? That's it. You can't rub a stick. Not in the chasra, says Reb Yehuda. Clearly the bright is missing a little piece in the middle. You can rub it and smell it. You can even be kotmo meriachbo. You can even go ahead and break off the end and smell it. And you know what? You'd even be allowed to make a toothpick out of it. Except as we don't mention that because we're talking about the norm. But the way Rashi is learning, this would have to be his response. You're asking me about toothpick making. You'd even be able to make a toothpick. The bright is not talking about toothpicks. The bright is talking about smell. Okay, fine. So you can rub it. You can break off the end. Now insert the following Bamedvarim Amurim to make sense of what is there in the Braita. Bamedvarim Amurim Birakim. So in other words, this whole piece that says what would be the din on a soft piece of spice. That's all needs to be inserted. Now getting back to the Braita, the Braita was talking about Ava Bekashin, and here we go with what it says. If it's hard, now revert to the language that was in the Braita that you saw. Lo yekat meno, vim katmo patur aval asur. We don't allow you to break it because maybe you'll make a toothpick. And, okay, you won't be over to this if you're right if you just break it. Laktsots boshinav, if you went out to make a toothpick, not only lo yekat meno, but im katmo chayef chatos. Yes, Abba.
What are we learning we haven't learned before about this piece of the hardwood?
The what?
What new are we learning from this part of the hard, this idea of...
You mean why even mention the hardwood according...
Have we learned this stuff seemingly before? So?
The hardwood, that you'd be chayev achatas? No, as a matter of fact, we're going to see it's a big machlokas. Would you in fact be chayev achatas on just taking a toothpick out? This is what we're about to introduce now. Let's wait till we get to the end. Now, Tani Chada... Kotmo me riachbo, v'tanya idach lo yekat meno la riachbo. Now wait, we just hold on a second. The Braita said you can break off the edge to smell, but the other Braita says you can't. So how do we explain that? Amrav Zera, Amrav Chista. What do you mean? How do we explain it? We just told you. There's a difference if it's hard or if it's soft, right? Lo kasha, ho baraki, ho bekashin. I don't accept that, says Rav Acha Bayakov. How can you tell me that you can't break off a piece of a hard spice if my shnami haditzam? What are you worried about? You're worried about the fact that if we allow you to break off the wood, how do we know you won't break it off in order to make a toothpick? For heaven's sakes, it's a beferish of Braita that if you have a container, and that you need to get into that container. This is, again, a very, very common contemporary issue. I need to get into the container. Sometimes when I open a container, that's the moment that I make it usable as a container. I've got a sealed box, and I open it up. I have a nice box. Can I open the box? Or am I now creating a container? In terms of the Gemara, I have a closed barrel. I could smash the barrel in those days again. Was made out of earthenware. I could smash the top and pour everything in and out, and then I got to smash the barrel. But if I would make it even and cut it carefully, I'd have a real container. So clearly, if I make the container, I'm going to make a container that's an issur. Do the Chachamim say, therefore, do not open the barrel because you may come to open it in a way that will make it a usable container? No, they do not. The Tznan, Shover Adam et Achavit, it says we had back in Masechet Shabbat, that a person can break open a barrel, Lechol Mimena Grogro, to get out the dry figs in it, as long as his intent is not creating a container. So over here, you're telling me that they asked breaking a piece of spice wood, because maybe you'll make a toothpick, that's crazy. That's like even a step closer, right? To say that, here I'm going to be doing the same thing. I'm going to be opening up the barrel. The question is only, how will I do it? Will I do it in a nice way, or will I do it in a way that leaves jagged edges? Even there they didn't answer. So you're telling me you're not allowed to have a piece of wood to use as a for opening, because maybe I'll make a piece of wood that's a toothpick. Doesn't add up to me.
That's the case of life on the episode over there.
So what? Here's talking about Shabbos. The Od, Harava Baravada, Viravin Baravada, the Yomra Tarvayu, Keavina Be Rav Yehuda, both of them were made. They were Talmidim of Rav Yehuda. They said when we used to go to Rav Yehuda's house, he actually would take a large piece of good smelling branch and having Mifasheach Vayavlan Alavta Alavta, he would give us long branches, this big stick, all of it with good smells, would take off long branches. Even though the long branches themselves could have been inserted into a nargi or a chatzini as a handle, so it could become a broom handle, a poker handle. And, you know, what's the problem? That's not what I'm doing over here. I'm just giving you something good to smell.
I thought the kudos by Echol Nefesh also by Onik Kink on Shabbos.
For Onik Shabbos, but not where it's going to be different from the use of Echol Nefesh. It's also going to be a tzorech for me. On Yontif is also Echol Nefesh. And this stuff of, you're telling me if it's Ochel Behema, then there's no Chashash. And certainly they can eat that. Behema can eat this. Oh, I don't believe it. I mean, something has to be done about this.
Why are you not
buying it?
I have to figure out how to put it on. No, the Bank Mizrahi decided that they don't like Dafyomi. So whenever I'm overdrawn, they interrupt Dafyomi. They figure that way they'll really get on me. Anyway, so now how can you say that there's a gezeira not to use it because maybe you'll come to make a toothpick? Therefore, what we have to say is the problem over here is that there's a machlokas tanoim, which you've ignored, and lokasha Rebbe Eliezer Rabbanan. What's the machlokas? The Tanya Rebbe Eliezer and no tell Adam kisei mishelafanav lachatzotz parshinav. True, and just like our Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer says you can take a piece of wood from in front of you and use it as a toothpick. The Chachamim Omrim Lo yitol ela me'evod shobeima. Chacham says you can only take it out of a feeding trough, so like it's a piece of straw. V'shavim shelo yikatmenu. Everybody agrees that you can't break it off to form it into a toothpick. V'im katmo lachtzotz parshina. So if you break off a piece in order to use as a toothpick, or you break off a piece in order to break into a door, Liftar bodelet, you want to use it as a way to jimmy a lock or to force the tongue into a door. And you do this b'shogeg, b'shabbat chayav chatat. And if you did it b'mezid on yontav, would you be chayav malkas? Give your ability. So if you hold that you could come to a chayav chatat, then it makes sense that there would be a gezera not to break it because maybe you'll come to break it as a kli. But the Chachamim, who say, Echad ze v'echad ze eino ela mishum shvut, there's only really an Isser derabbana, because real Chiyav d'oraisa would force you to cut it properly and then to smooth it down with sanding and to have a properly formed, usable toothpick that's not going to cause bleeding and so on. That would be a toothpick that you'd be chayav achatas. We're not chayish going to do that. So kotbo even itself would be derabbanan. Now, if that's the case, we can now explain the problem that you had. And it goes like this. The if you hold, so Rebbe Eliezer, if you hold like Rebbe Eliezer, who says over there that you'd be chayiv chatas, would say over here, better not do it, because what if you come to actually make the toothpick? So he would be the one who says that it would be patura balasur, but he would say the same thing about a barrel. You may come to be chayav achatas, that I'm not going to allow. But according to the Rabbanan, who say that anyway, when you do things that are not the normal way to do them, you'd be patur, it just might be usur. So if your intent is not for that, so then it would be mutar lechatchila. We're not going to say, don't do it because you may come to do something which even if you did come to do, wouldn't have been something that was awesome in your right anyway. So according to Chachamim, indeed, it would be mutter lechatchila. I understand. Are you saying that Rebbe Eliezer doesn't hold of the Mishnah? That's weird. Nobody ever argued about that. You're saying Reb Eliezer holds that, in fact, you cannot open a barrel. That's what you're saying. You cannot open a barrel to get to the food, which creates all kinds of problems on Shabbos. I can't open a box in order to get to the matzah. I mean, no matter how. Is that true? V'let le'el Rebbe Eliezer. Ha'aditlan shuvera damet ha'chavit. Le'chomi menem begrogrot. V'vat shalit kaven la'asot kli. Difficult to believe that that Mishnah was said according to Shlok Yuchata. Nobody ever mentioned it? No, says the Gemara. Kitan yubu mustiki. That's talking about what we call mastic. Mustiki comes from the same root. Glued together.
Gum?
Gum. Gumi. So mustiki, Arabic, is the word that they used for gum, which we turned into modern Hebrew, into mastic. And many people till today keep their cars together with bubble gum, as you know. So that, go out into the parking lot here in the Rova, you find many bubble gum cars. And so here it's talking about kalim that are made basically out of glue. They're not real evidence. These are put together kalim that are meant to be disposable. You're not going to sit there. There's two reasons. I mean, Tosa says the reason over here is, even if you would make something out of this thing, it's not called a tikkun kli. Because it's not a permanent kind of thing. It's made so poorly. It's not meant like a paper cup. It's not meant to hold up. So even if you would turn it into a kli, it wouldn't really be a kli. And therefore, even Reb Eliezer would be made of it. It's not shaykh to come to an issur d'oraita on something like that, which is just disposable. Rashi learns that it's not... You won't come to Tikkun Kli over here because you're afraid to even start playing with it because it's such a piece of junk. Then what are you going to do now? You're going to start shaving off a piece of it. It's like, you know, that's a, you won't come to do it. So, yeah, so I know it becomes big nafkamina. La long, according to Tosas, even if I know that I am going to do it, it's not a problem. Umegabev minachatzel. The next thing that the Mishnah said is the machlokus about whether you could pick up all the little pieces from your chatzer. So turn around, huh? Megaved min ha-chatzer ha-madlik shekol ma she-chatzer muchanu u-bevat shelo ya-ase tzvurin tzvurin. So here in the bright that says, it's okay to use as long as you don't make piles. I mean, you make piles of it, then it looks as if you're doing it mamish not for yantin. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Matir, what's the machlok? It's from Eichem Miflagen. Mars avar michzei b'chol machlif l'machar liyum achrina. One man, the Omar, says, well, it looks, because you make these piles, it looks as if you're doing work for a while. And as we've seen all through the Masechta, we want to be careful on Yontev about doing things that are not for Yontev, doing the type of things that are usually done for long periods of time, not for Yontev, or doing things that look as if they are hachana, not for yantav. So therefore, over here, if you're making piles, looks like you're basically setting up a fuel supply for the next week. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, Marsava kiderato muchachat alav, I understand. Everybody knows it's yantav. The guy's got his cholent pot and everything else sitting there. And you're telling me people are going to think he's being making shabbat. Well, why in the world would they think such a thing? They see this, the oven is on, the stove is burning. Obviously, the guy needs fuel. So he's collecting it for fuel. What have we got to make problems for? Ein motziina ta'ur, my timer, why can we not make a fire? Mishum dekamoli d'biyomto. Because he's basically giving birth to something new on Yom Tov. Let's first finish. Let's see if we have to. It's very interesting to us here about the Neshama Yisera issue on the Shabbos Yontav Havdola question, which is, it's just interesting. It gets thrown into the question over here about Harocha, whether you're allowed to make Besamim for Mitzvah Shabbos that's Chal on a Yontav. That's how it gets here. But here's the whole discussion, which we'll get to. So, ein motzina ta'ur, we said, ein malbinina ta'ra'afim, you cannot make these pieces of slate very hot. What's wrong? Says the Gemara, what would be wrong with making slate hot? Amar Rabba, Bar Bachan, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha b'rafim chadashim askina. We're talking about over here brand new slate that had never been used for broiling. And you can never know if the piece that you've got is going to simply crack when it's exposed to the fire. And therefore, menesh tzarech lebatkan. These things have to be checked out. If you do it on yontiv and it ends up cracking, what are you going to use it for? So it turns out that the whole tircha was shalom letzorech. And we already saw we don't allow you to do tircha shalom letzorech, and we don't allow you to do something which may well turn out to be a tircha shalom letzorech. And since there's a good chance this thing will crack, it hasn't yet been tested, you can't use it for the first time. The army, the others say a different svara. The reason is because in order to use slate, you need to temper it. And to temper it, the first time you have to heat it, cool it off, and then it becomes suitable for using in the fire. You can't just use it the first time. But the first time that you use it, you do that on yontif, it's like making a kli. So we answer doing that because of asiyas kli. Now, just getting back to that tosis that I mentioned, this is fascinating. Because you're already past three. So tosis says like this. What about the question? He says, why is it that when yontif comes out, on a Mitzray Shabbos, why don't we use bisamim? Now, his assumption was because maybe you'll end up being kotein. Why else? Must be because it's aser. So therefore, since we're afraid maybe you'll be kotein, we aser over your ketimah. He says, but doesn't it say over here that it's mutter, right? Why should the only chashash should be a libet of Yehuda? But according to Rabbanan, don't try to tell me that the reason is, and here Tosis brings a fascinating reason for using Besamim on Matzah Shabbos. He says, the reason, don't try to give me the reason that we always use Besamim, because on Shabbos, Gehenim is off, you see. But on Matzah Shabbos, they turn Gehenim back on again. So then, you don't want the smell of all those roasting souls. So we use the besomim to basically take away the stench of the evil in the world to deodorize hell. And therefore on yontif, since Gehenna doesn't burn on yontif, so therefore it's cool, exactly. And he says, maybe that's the pshat, it's chal on yontif, there's no problem. Because if that's the case, then why don't we make a borei minei besomim on Mitzvah yontif? Because Gehenim doesn't burn on yontif, you're saying. So there should be no... If the reason we don't light it on yontif is because there's no hell on yontif, so then we should light it after yontif. To smell it after yontif. Why do you smell it after yontif? And don't try to tell me that it's because of the nefesh yisera problem. Aha! The nefesh yisera problem, he says, it's because then what would you be saying? There's no problem of Nefesh Yisera on Mitzray Shabbos, which is a Yontav, because Yontav has its own Nefesh Yisera. But if Yontav has its own Nefesh Yisera, why don't we make a bracha on Besamim after Yontav? Same problem. So whenever you tell me, whatever answer you're going to give me, you're going to end up with another problem because we don't do it on Mitzray Yontav. So Tosis is Mechadish that actually there is no Neshama Yisera on Yontav.
There is none.
No.
Or a mini one. No.
But the reason that we don't make it between Shabbos and Yontav is because you don't need good smell, because you got plenty of other things to keep you happy. There's lots of good food, and you're besimcha, and therefore you don't need this to restore your happiness, right? So it's the good Seudas Yontav that takes the place of the besamim.
If you want to.
Doesn't hurt yontif. We came out it's okay.
Hangs around a little longer to get that egg from the yontif. I said the.
Yeah, that he doesn't say. That's a, Richie has a very nice svara. Neshama Yaseira Mela, to give it lechatchila for yontif, no. But once there's a Neshama Yaseira, the Neshama Yaseira is going to leave when there's a yontif. It keeps it until the end of yontif. It's a beautiful svara. So therefore, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have your Neshama Yaseira. According to that, you should make Havdolah on a Yantav, you should make Besamim on a Yantav that's after the Shabbat. Even if not on a regular Yantav, so it still hasn't helped us.
I think I saw some Rebbe using Besamim on a Friday night.
Yeah, sure, yeah, of course. We came out over here that it's butter. It was only I'll leave it to Don Rabban and Nisan, Bechinat Agide Rabbe Bakat, Vechain Adelet, Lavishalon Nitnoitim El Asakav, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Vein Manigin et Abeima Bemakel Biyom Tov, Verbalot of Rabbi Shimon Matir. Is that because Verbalot of Rabbi Shimon holds like his father? The Levli Butza? No, even Rabbi Shimon would be great. Rabbi Shimon Demir say, Kabanda Ozil Lachinga. Chizra. From Nachman Asar of Shesha Shor, it's a piritiva, Kuli Amala Pligidi Asar, Ki Pligibi Vishna. Man the Asar Amalacha lo nitno etzim el alasaka. Man the Shori Amalacha mali litzlot bo, mali litzlot begachalato. Ikidi Amri, be a Vishna Kuli Amala Pligidi Shori, Ki Pligibi Ritivta. Man the Asar, lo chazil asaka. Man the Shori Amalacha lo chazil asaka do. Vilchata, Yvishta Shori, Ritivta Asar. Dorash Rava, Isha lo tikanes al dir ha'yitzim, v'tol mehem ud, v'ud shenishbar asur la'asiko b'yom tov, v'fi shemesikim b'kelim, v'im mesikim b'shivrei kelim. What? L'meimer de Rava k'reb yudah svir le'his le'mukce? V'om le'i Rava l'shame tavi li baravza, u'shdim me'ea l'shunra? True, but over there it's kima da mesach, imi et mol da'it eloin et mutra filo reb yudah. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Notel Adam Kisei Mishel Afanav Lachatzotz Parshinav Megavev Menachatzer Omadlik Shekol Mash Bechatzer Muchanu Vechachamim Omrim. No, first of all, it can only be Megavev Mishel Afanav. Second of all, it can only be Madlik and not used for Kotzitzchina. En Votzina Taur Lo Min Aitzim Lo Min Avadim Lo Min Afar Lo Min Ra'afim Lo Min Amayim Vim Labnim Et Ra'afim Litzlot Behem. I'm reviewing. Ochle behema, ein beam mishon tikun kli. Hey, so if kind of reviewer, but that and I'd say besamim la riach beam la nif beam la chole, umol lo mi riach bo, velo yikat mena la riach bo, vim kitmo patur aval asur, lach tzotz beshina vlo yikat mena, vim kat bo chayv chatas, ha! I'm like, hash to patur aval asur kakashri, boy, you really got me. Chayv chatas, me boy. Elakitani bekashin. Kashin. It says molala beriachbo. Molala and kashin. Ah, you see. Alkitsurim bechas, wachikitani. Molala miriachbo. Kotman miriachbo. Bamed varmemurim berakin. Avu bekashin. Loyikatmen. Vim kotmo patravala sur. Lachzot bashinab loyikatmeno. Vim kotmo chayav chatat. Tonichat. Kotmo miriachbo. Vatanich loyikatmeno la riachbo. Om Rebbe Zerma Pchista, what's the problem? Okash, Abrakim, Abakashin. Ma'atzur of Akaba Yaakov. Even Bekashin, what's the problem? Ma'ashna me'yadit zan shover adam et akavit la'chomi mena gorgorot, u'bevat shaloi kevin la'asot kli. V'yod ha'rava baravada v'rava baravada were made. V'yamr tavayo kevin be'rev yudha, ha'bim fasheach v'ayayv lan ha'lavta ha'lavta, ha'pagav v'chazi l'katta d'nargi v'chatzini. Lakash, Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan, Tetanya Rebbe Lezer Omer, No tell Adam Kisei Mishel Afanav Lachatzotz Parshinan V'chachamim Omrim Lo Yitol Lela Me'evut Shal Be'ima. By the way, the real meaning of Nargi V'chatzini obviously is in broomsticks. It's a hoe and a, I don't know what the, that sharp kli that you use to poke things out of the ground. where was I? Lokash Rebbe Zorabban, and Tanya Rebbe Yezim, and not tell them, Kisei Mishel Avanav Lachatzotz Parshina, Mechavol Mim Amim Lo Yitel Anu Evo Shal Beima, Mishavim Shelo Yikatmeno, Vim Katmo Lachatzotz Parshina, Ulektor Bo Et Adelet, Bishogeg Bishabat Chayev Katat, Bimeizid Biyom Tov Sufeket Arbaim, Dev Rebbe Yezim. Chachamim Amim Echadze Vechadzeinu Ela Mishum Shrot, Rebbe Yezim, the Kamar Hatsam Chayev Katat, Ochapatur Avalasur, But the Rabbanu Gamri Atam, but the Rabbanu Asur, Hocha would even be Mutter Lekatchila. Wait! So let the Rabbi Ezra the Tzlan, Shover Adam et Achavit Lechomi Men HaGorgorod, Umivad Shalei Kevin Asur Kli, because after all, if he would, he would be Chayav Achatas. Am Ravashi, no. Kitan even Mustaki. Mustaki, you'll never be Chayav Achatas. Or, Mustaki, you'll never go about to do it. Then if you learn like Tosus, you like Rashi. Migadvev Menachatzir, Tan Rabbanu. Who would think such a thing? There are more chachatala. Aim but see not all my time should become moly to be umpto. Aim and I've named the Rafim, my covet. Omrabba Barakanam, Yoraka Rafim, Hadashim Askina. We've mentioned Sarikla Botkan. I'm loving that Sarikli Hasman.
Beautiful.